had 6 days, went other day to London town. In Smithfield such gazing, such thrusting and squeezing was never known. A city of wood, some folk do call it Bartledom Fair, but she's sure not but kings and queens live there. In gold and silver, silk and velvet, each was dressed. A lord in his satin was busy prating amongst the rest. But one in blue jacket, come which some do Andrew call, a czar talked woundy wittily to them all. At last Kotzuxi made such sport, I laughed aloud. The rogue being flustered, he flung me a custard amidst the crowd. The folk fell laughing at me, then the vason said, "Be sure, Ralph, give to Doll the dairy maid." I swallowed the affront, but stayed no longer there. I thrust and I scrambled, till further I rambled into the fair, where trumpets and bagpipes, kettle drums, fiddlers were all at work, and the cook sung, "Here's your delicate pig and pork." I looked around to see the wonders of the fair, where lads and lasses with pudding bag arses so nimble were. Heels overhead, as round as a wheel, they turn it about. Old Nick sure was in their breeches without doubt. Most woundly pleased, I up and down the fair did range, to see the fine fairies play all their vigories. I vowed 'twas strange. I asked them aloud what country little folk they were. A cross brat answered me, "They were cockled, sir." I thrust and shoved along as well as e'er I could. At last I did grovel into a dark hovel where drink was sold. They brought me cans which cost a penny apiece at heart. I'm sure 12 ne'er could fill a country court. She went to draw her purse to pay them for their beer. The devil a penny was left my money to vow and swear. They daffed my hat for a groat, then turned me out of doors. As wounds rough, did ever see such rogues and whores?